What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Beep, boop, bop, beep, 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 ba doop.
Little bursts.
I think it went extinct.
It's bad.
It's
no
bad.
No longer useful.
Oh, beep. Beep, boop. Beep. All right, welcome in.
Boo.
You got to power
Spitballers. Oh, okay. You know, yeah. Well, the show has started. Andy, Mike, and Jason back with you. Spitballers episode 260, Would You Rather, What's the Difference? And we are drafting extinct technology on today's show. Which should be very fun.
Yeah, honestly, just putting this list together was fun to remember all of the things that, like, were really useful, were at times super cool.
Core parts of people's lives.
Absolutely. And then it's like, what a loser.
Thank you. Next.
Yeah.
When I think of extinct technology, I can't help but always go to the fact that somebody somewhere had a business. And their business was that technology.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, they got into a room and they said, we're going to be rich forever.
Yeah, business is booming.
And we're never going anywhere.
We've lived this. What are you talking about? We lived this life. We started a business on MySpace. MySpace could be on this list of extinct tech.
That's really fair. But I mean, like,
man, this is going to last forever.
The Radio Shack guy, he said it at one point in time.
How is Best Buy still open? They've morphed. Kudos to the Best Buy people because you've done what no one else has been able to do.
They have morphed. They also, the last one lives. Because somebody needs a final, like, you do need a place to physically go get something immediately. And the last one will always live in that department.
Okay, that makes sense.
You got to be able to go get a cable or you got to go get a controller for that day.
I figured it was money laundering.
That's also one of their strategies.
That's a way better idea.
Like, does the mob own Best Buy?
Let's just be honest. You know what it is? It's that geek squad.
Oh, yeah.
Taking advantage of people.
Yep.
I told you guys that I had to, I was in a Verizon store and I had to, did I not tell you I had to intervene there?
No.
You didn't tell this story?
Oh, no. You saved someone?
I saved somebody.
Time. Good Samaritan?
I couldn't help myself.
Really?
It felt like something.
Was it because they were super old?
Yes.
Okay.
It was two old people talking to the Verizon salesperson. I was in line because you're required to be in a line of at least 20 people in a cell phone store.
Of course.
And I'm sitting there and I am listening to this young lady / criminal talk to this couple that had a $100 cell phone bill when they came in there. And they had lost a phone and just wanted to get a new phone. And by the end of this young lady's speech to this elderly couple who clearly, like, these are the people they take advantage of, their bill was going to be $242. And it was going to be, you got a new plan and you got the protection plan. And she was wrapping all this stuff in there that was too fast for them to understand. By the mercy of the Lord, these two folks were like, we need to talk to our financial person and then we'll get back to you. And when they left the store, I walked out of the store, pulled them aside, and explained to them both. I said, you can get whatever you want, but let me tell you, that was a bunch of baloney what she was saying. You don't need to do X,
wow.
Y, and Z. They just wrapping everything into there. So I went full, like, you know, protection.
Hey, good for you.
Protection zone. All right.
This show is brought to you by Verizon.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that's just the nature of all of those.
Yes.
Geek Squad brought it to mind because if you are older and you go in and you're like, I need my computer fixed, I mean, that's where they make the money.
Yeah, look, I worked at a T-Mobile before we did this, and I'd be so mad at you right now.
Like, yeah.
That was my sale, man.
Yeah, I think some of the people in the store knew what I was doing.
Those old people were hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, so there you go. Let's kick it off.
Would you rather?
Tom from the website writes in, says, would you rather have to walk, drive, and fly everywhere as you do now. But when you arrive, no time has passed since you left. That would be cool.
Okay.
Or be able to teleport anywhere. But when you arrive, three times the amount of time has passed as if you had traveled typically.
Interesting.
So a flight from here to California is...
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half. So 4.5 hours would go by, but you've transported there.
But so you don't feel the 4.5
no.
hours.
Right.
You're it's instantly instant. There.
It's just the time of day.
It's like a like the space travel thing where you people... What is the movie? Interstellar?
Hypersleeper.
Interstellar, where like they were on that
oh, the
one
water planet
and all of that time yeah. passed. So another example, let's think. You go to from here to New York, 6 hours, five hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 15-hour. Now, see, a lot of the times when we travel, I think we all consider it a travel day.
Yes.
I and think so losing that time.
That's not the bigger concern. The issue is... Oh, you're able to, so you don't have to teleport. Because I was thinking like, well, now if instead of driving, which takes me about 20 minutes to get here, now in the morning, I have to leave an hour early.
You do have to leave an hour early, but you're here immediately.
Yes.
That's it. See, those ones are interesting.
Yeah, the day-to-day is more interesting because when it comes to like the travel days or whatever, there's no disadvantage to the three times the travel. You're just going to plan the time you leave
yeah.
three times earlier. It's like, oh, instead of having it take all day, I'm just going to go at night or whatever, and then boom, bam, it's morning. You know, you would adjust, but it's
yeah, the, 18. How long does it take to get to Australia?
It's that's like a, when, like a 16-hour.
So
at
you're talking almost 2 days.
Yeah.
Now this isn't just would you like this or not. This is also. The other existence is you do all your travel like you do now, but when you get there,
passed.
No time at all has passed.
Oh.
So, like, you leave for Australia, and you basically, you're like, for example, let's say right now it's about noon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you see at 1 o'clock in Australia, there's a really good rugby game that you want to go to.
Mm.
You could get there. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got a book. Stuff.
I know.
But I know what you're saying. Like,
that's why I said an hour.
Yeah,
but,
you gave a little bit of.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you want to get dinner in France right now. You could do it.
Yeah.
5 hours from now because it travels instant.
Right, but you're
to
still.
Your time.
You still got to pay for that travel. Travel to France.
Oh, yeah, you don't expensive. Have to pay for teleportation, huh?
No. No, you don't. If you could teleport, that's me. That's
no
me.
Ticket. Now, can you bring people with you on a teleportation?
I was just going to ask, what are the teleportation rules? Because it's
if they're touching
it's,
you,
it's fuzzy. But yeah, some canon has I like don't... if you are holding the if you are physically in contact with that person, they go through whatever realm or
seems
you,
like an important thing to answer because
yeah.
being able to teleport
all right,
by
children,
yourself.
Link hands.
Now we
don't
that,
let
or,
go.
Or all right, kids. See ya.
Yeah.
Well, that means you could go somewhere and come back and no time has passed, essentially.
Yeah. Well, you have to drive there.
Well, But like if you wanted to go get a baguette from France and then bring it back, it might take you like half an hour.
A nice thing is basically you're never late anywhere.
Right. Never.
Because you're like,
you just got to leave by the time you got
to
be there.
You just have to commit to leaving.
Yeah. Which that's pretty nice. You don't have to do the text. Where are you? Oh, I'm almost there. As I'm getting into my car.
You would never have to rush.
Correct. Well,
I mean, you still have the time
that
the event starts, but you would gain more time back.
But I'm saying like right now, if you're late for something, you would get on the road and drive fast to try to make it.
Right.
The second you commit to driving, you're going to arrive instantly from that moment.
Yeah.
So you could drive super
5 miles an hour if you wanted.
You could
walk. Cause many accidents.
Would you take advantage of that loophole? Let's say you were going to go to New York, and you're like, I could just walk.
No, because I'd be very tired.
And you get more time.
In the end here.
Yeah, let's make
a
decision.
The one thing that I think is being lost is that one of these comes with freaking teleportation. Like, of course I'm taking whatever the hardships are that I can teleport, I'm taking that.
What if but no family.
Perfect. I mean, now we're talking.
Now, does that mean if you have to go to the bathroom?
Oh yeah,
you would teleport there, but then like people think you're gone three times as long.
That's right.
Well, that'd be a problem for you.
Yeah, that'd be a 30-minute that'd be a 30-minute poopski.
All right, I guess I'll go
30?
With
30. Come on.
Come on. That was
That's a 90 minute.
That's a 90. Jen from Patreon, would you rather have the ability to turn any surface into a trampoline?
Ooh.
Or make any body of water solid ground for you to walk on? How practical is that?
Look, you're never going to slip in a puddle again.
I have never slipped in a puddle before.
People do. It's rampant through the country.
No, I don't.
You're talking about the puddlers?
Yeah, people just slipping in puddles all over the place.
I've slipped.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you've never, you didn't fully eat it.
Right.
But you've had that moment where you hydroplane and you go, oh, no.
No, but you're still going to have that happen because you have to make a decision to make. So, you see puddles and you're like, well, solid. I mean, you have to premeditate
it. All right. I'm trying to find something good about it.
Well, if you lived in a state around a bunch of lakes, it would also be impractical and not helpful.
There's no purpose to turning the water into solid ground to walk on.
Let's think of that.
Here's
the
actual
purpose.
Here's the purpose. Oh, man, I really have to cross this river. So in that situation, thank goodness I have this power where I can walk across this river. Personally, I haven't needed to ford a river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were
Oregon Trail style?
Yeah.
Would this have helped the people on the Titanic?
Oh, yeah. Well, at least one of them, whoever had the superpower.
Okay. But, I mean, that would probably benefit everybody around them, right?
Not the people already in the water there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Now they're halved.
Yeah.
We both did sound effects for it. We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah. Well, this is an audio production, and I wanted to make sure that they understood that,
the ice would trap them.
Would sever them.
Oh, they'd be, okay. Yeah, if you were lost at sea and you're in that raft scenario and then everything's just solid, you've got a long way to walk. You're dying.
Oh,
anyway.
you're still dead.
You're dying with no chance of getting the fish under the ice.
Right, under the solid ground.
Or under the,
you've also killed all the fish.
It is solid ground.
Yeah, how
it?
Far down does the ground go?
I think just a foot. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just so it's
so
like
now
a crust.
You're sinking again. You're on solid ground that's just sinking further.
No, it's it's superpower.
Okay.
All right. What was the other power? Oh, the
trampoline.
Something far more relevant.
That's awesome. Yeah. I will dunk a basketball.
I don't think you're going to use that very often.
Oh, I'm going to use it all.
Do you know
time.
What trampolines are for people over 30? Different ways to throw your back out. That's all they are.
Yeah.
There are ways to throw
I
other
dare you to
backs.
Not get hurt on a trampoline.
I'm not going to make me be on the trampoline. I'm going to make other people be on the trampoline. Any surface I want.
You're going to make other people have to be on a trampoline.
Yeah, you know where your monitor is right now on your desk?
Yeah.
Your desk surface is a trampoline now. Yeah.
You but want the not, power to knock just, my desk over?
It's just going to sit there, though.
You have the power to ruin my desk right now.
Yeah. No, I don't have the power to make your desk into a trampoline.
Wait, the desk becomes a trampoline?
The surface of your desk.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I didn't come up with the question.
Now, we may have a loophole here, because it's any surface. Are we considering the surface of the water? Is that a surface? So if I go trampoline, can I turn the water into a trampoline?
Can you go back and forth so you trampoline, then you remove
into the
it,
water.
And then you splash and do
just
it again?
Gnarly cannonballs?
Let's take that one.
I'm just saying, why turn it into ground when I could turn it into trampoline?
I might be able to get back from, that whole raft stuck at sea if the ground was trampoline, and I could bounce my way back to shore.
I think you could bounce faster, farther than walking.
Hmm. This one's dumb.
I would agree with that.
First time ever, dumb question on this show. Russ from the website, would you rather be able to conjure any fictional vehicle into existence as your vehicle for life, or summon any fictional person or creature as a companion for a day?
Any fictional vehicle. So we're saying we get the time machine, the DeLorean.
The Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, okay.
What about that?
So we're forgetting space travel in here?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
You care more about space travel than time travel?
Well.
Quick aside.
Okay.
What would you pick?
Space travel?
Yeah. Time travel or space travel?
So, I don't know if it's been brought up on this show, but time travel has to also include space travel. Like
real time travel does. Yes. Real time travel, you can only go into the future.
Well, no, you can't even go into the future. I'm saying
with space travel.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, with space I'm travel saying, allows you to do that.
Because if you're like, I want to be here in 60 years' time, well, if I do that, the Earth will no longer be where I am standing because the Earth is moving through the universe. So you have to have some sort of space travel built into time travel.
Sure, but the DeLorean already has that, obviously. So I think we're good on the...
DeLorean, from what my research, and it's just about...
Very hard. It's very small car.
My research is about 3 hours worth.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I see, it has a tremendous amount of potential issues that you will have to resolve in a desperate fashion to return to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't ever go smoothly. You don't just zip around time. You might, I don't know, pop the gas tank in an era when you can't get gas, for instance.
Or, you know, have any kind of car problem that I will not be able to fix because I can't fix cars. Right.
I have a flat tire. I'm stuck in the 1800s.
We're doomed.
That would really, yeah, that would be a problem.
I mean, the truth is, if you got a flat tire in the 1800s.
Can you get to 88 miles an
no,
hour with a flat tire?
No, you're toast.
Well, I mean, you need to
put it on a train.
I think you put it on a train.
Yeah, but
okay.
Also, roll it down a hill.
Also, the DeLoreans, these were cars built in the 80s. These are not cars built for the modern man.
We can't fit.
No. We've all sat in a DeLorean.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine having to drive that.
There's actually a ton of people with DeLoreans stuck in the past right now that are just too tall.
They just couldn't get back.
I hurt my back.
Abraham Lincoln wanted to come to the future. He can't. It's impossible.
Just got to ride with the door open.
The vehicle you get for life, the fictional person or creature as a companion for a day, you know, it's hard when you conditionalize it to a day. Like, is there anybody that you could get so much value from in one day?
I think you
could have a dragon for a day, right? It's a fictional companion.
Yeah, you could cause a lot of mayhem with that. I feel like we should level this and have it just be the same for both, because I don't think it's unfair to have both forever.
Okay. So a fictional person or creature as a companion for life, or this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the vehicle, like if you take away time travel in the DeLorean, are you even considering that one?
If you take away time travel, I could just go buy a DeLorean. No, I'm not considering that.
No, I didn't say from the DeLorean.
Oh, I said
time travel and the DeLorean as that one fictional vehicle. If that's removed and you're just thinking of the other practical, that's what I meant.
There's
like,
so many vehicles that I would choose over any fictional character.
Now, you have to figure out how to drive it. I don't know that it's going to come with a manual.
Yeah, they're always flipping switches in those things,
and
man.
There's always like spaceships. You got a bunch of people in
there. If you put me in the Millennium Falcon, I ain't never taking off.
We're not even getting it on.
Whereas if
how do
you
get in?
How do you open the door?
Where's the door? How do you?
Now you could get that answer from your companion, a Wookiee that you bring.
No,
you wouldn't have the spaceship.
I would like to believe that if I got the Millennium Falcon, it's gonna be humongous. But I get a user manual.
Okay.
It exists, so
I'm taking the person. These people will build me these things. I'll take a companion that will be able to, I mean, I can take Doc Brown with me and then we're good. He did it once. He can do it. He can do it again.
And then you can say, Doc, like, let's go with like a mid-sized sedan.
Absolutely.
Like, I know, like, I understand you want to do it with style
a
and everything.
A time machine.
But it's like.
Out of a Sonata?
Yeah, like, I need a car that's reliable and I fit.
Yeah.
Most importantly. I gotta fit in this car.
I need to fit in this vehicle.
Also, I'd like to take some more people with me. Can we make it a van?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Doc Brown was like, "I'm not time traveling with anybody." Does a DeLorean even have a back seat?
Not really.
No, it doesn't. Here's
a
the,
functional back seat.
No,
I should say.
I don't know. It's for a briefcase.
Here's the problem I have with the character, and maybe this will answer it, because you said okay. You will bring Doc Brown back, and so he can make you a DeLorean. He can't. But just bringing him into your life Why would he do that? Like, that doesn't, like,
well, he's your companion, according to the question.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if I chose Dumbledore, does he just do anything I tell him to do? Like, hey, I want you
if
to
you need it,
clean
he would.
My house.
Yeah, he'd help
he's
you out.
He's a companion. He's a traveling
He wouldn't do the house thing if he needed to teach you, like, I don't know, self-discipline and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
he's
your companion.
He's a professor.
He's a friend.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the companion. You guys, you going with the vehicles?
If I get a manual and I can, what about like the Death Star?
That's what I was thinking bigger. I was thinking like the Borg, you know, some, yeah, the Death Star. I mean, come on.
Jason's alone in the Borg spaceship in the middle of space and it's giant.
Hello?
I regret my choice.
It's freezing in here. Does anyone know how to turn this on?
Where am I going? Can you imagine when the Starship Enterprise comes and hails that Borg ship and there's just Jason and he's all sweaty and he's just looking at the screen going, guys, I'm all alone in here.
I haven't slept in days.
Help me. I made a wish on a podcast.
But also, resistance is futile.
But seriously, take me out of here.
There's got to be a better vehicle that's like a one-person vehicle. Like the
like the Boba Fett?
Sure. Or the Batwing. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Batman plane.
I honestly thought of the Batwing with this question.
Yeah. The Batwing in the original
that's
Batman
the
movie?
One.
That
yeah.
thing was so cool.
It was so cool. It's so good at like cutting balloon strings.
Yeah, why was that built into the ship?
I know.
At what point was he like, you know what? The front of my fighter jet needs some industrial scissors. There may come a time.
I want my ship to have a bayonet in case I wanted to really ram something.
Oh, it was cool though, man.
I've never questioned that moment until now, and it makes no sense.
No. If there's ever a poisonous balloon.
What could you do with the magic school bus?
Now, that would be, be great.
Okay.
You can get bigger, smaller. Now, you have to go on an adventure with it.
Well, yeah. I only want adventures. This is great, but I know how to drive a school bus.
He just takes kids to school. They're all waiting for an adventure. He's like, get off. It's
the biggest adventure of all life, children. See ya.
See ya.
I'll be back at 3 p.m.
Mr. Frizzle's a real son of a gun. All right, we're moving on.
What's the difference between me and you? Me and you.
All right, we have a lot of these today. What's the difference between a rind? A peel and a skin when you're talking about fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Now, a rind, am I correct in the first thought that I had that was like an orange? Oh, that's a peel.
Well,
no, but after you take oh, no.
The when rind you has to be the butt.
What?
Yeah, like I think like where it comes together, you know, you got the peel.
Uh-huh.
Of the orange,
okay.
But where it comes together at the little point.
You saying there's a fruit butt?
Yeah, I'm saying there's a fruit butt.
No, I mean, I know exactly what part
you
you're
know what I'm
about.
Talking about. You start peeling
it
at the butt.
I think a rind, I think that's what it is. An orange peel is a rind. Yeah, all of it.
Once you take it off, then it becomes the rind?
Well, it's a peel until it's removed, then you leave the... No, because you can leave orange peels around.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm telling you, the rind is the butt part of the peel. That's how I view it.
You think that some of it's peel and some of it's rind?
Yeah. Yeah,
where do you find... Where does it transition into rind?
Is it connected to the butt?
Well, it's all connected to the butt.
Not once you rip it off.
That's what we were saying, that it becomes the rind.
Then it becomes peels and there's a piece with that's a rind.
That's got a fruit butt?
The one that
I've never even heard of a fruit butt.
Oh, yes, you have.
Yeah, you've
the bananas.
We've brought
the
that
end
up.
Of the
now,
banana,
it's a peel. You slip on a banana peel.
Right.
Nobody says, hey, throw that rind over here, and he'll slip on it.
So does it have to be a citrus?
I think it has to be citrus. I think a rind can only exist in the world of citrus.
What's the watermelon? Is that a watermelon?
Oh, no,
is that the rind?
That's a rind.
That's a rind,
it's
right?
It's a citrus.
Watermelon's
not a citrus?
No.
You fool?
No, it's not. I don't think it's a watermelon rind because there's no peel.
It's a watermelon.
No, you can't. You have to be able to peel it off. You can't peel a watermelon.
I think oranges don't have rinds.
But you eat it down to the rind.
I think a watermelon has a rind.
You eat it down to the...
Now, is the rind, is it the green part or the
No, the
white part?
The white and the green.
Yeah, I think it's all of it.
It's the whole green's thing? Part of the shell.
Yeah.
Now, the skin of a fruit, I mean, there's no skin.
Yeah, well, there's skin.
Like a grape has...
Oh, crap.
Yeah, if it's not...
You've got to be able to bite through it. Skin you can bite through.
You can always bite through
skin.
How about
apple peels? Because they say peeling an apple.
Oh, which man.
Which you can also eat.
Yeah.
But it's also the skin.
It's definitely skin.
The apple skin. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Potato skin.
Look, I've got it.
Yes.
They're called potato skins, not... You want some fried potato rinds? Wait. They do call it that.
Oh, man.
Don't they? Pork rinds. What's a pork rind?
Oh, man. Well, that's the butt of the pork. The pig butt.
I thought it's the skin of the pig.
So there's a rind skin peel situation?
What is the difference between a rind, a peel, and some skin?
Okay. So skin is obviously...
Thin.
It's real thin.
Skin is thin.
Rind is the thickest.
Behind. Rind is behind. Skin is thin.
Rind is the thickest. The skin is the thinnest. And anything that you can remove by itself becomes a peel.
Okay.
Like you could peel an apple. You could peel the skin of an apple.
You can peel an apple.
You don't peel a banana.
You don't peel a rind of a watermelon.
No.
Right?
No.
So that's never becomes the peel.
Yeah, but you peel an orange and you're telling me that they're both.
Yeah. Because the you can peel.
All right, I'm cheating. A rind is a thick, hard, and tough outer covering.
Okay. Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah, that occurs naturally on fruits, plants, animals, and cheeses. Rinds are usually inedible.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, the edibility. And protect the fruit of the plant.
Okay, but what about a peel?
Especially citrus fruit.
Okay, yeah, so, all right, we did all right there.
Yeah, I feel like we crushed that.
Interesting.
But what is a peel?
Also, the definition of a peel, you're going to love this.
A rind?
Also known as a rind or skin.
That's
this
what
is a
I
trick
said.
Question.
No, I said, because it's if you can remove it, then it's a peel.
It's not what you said because you're
this was a trap.
Yeah, because the peel is also known as a rind or skin, which guess what? That also means a rind or skin is known as a peel, which means that they're all the same.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's what that says.
Mm-mm. No, well, it works in one direction.
Oh.
That doesn't mean a rind is skin.
But yes, it does.
I don't believe.
I mean, that's what the words say. If you throw them out, then it doesn't.
I've removed myself
from
this.
Dumb question.
I don't know what's going on.
They're all the same. What's the difference between a graveyard and a cemetery? Is it spooky level?
So
is the fence dilapidated in a graveyard but not a cemetery?
Yeah,
a
cemetery is where you go to visit loved ones, to bury loved ones.
Okay.
You know, that the cemetery is
respectable.
You have like crypts in a cemetery, right?
A cemetery is like unfortunately
fancy.
We've all been to a cemetery.
Oh, fortunately.
Sure.
I don't know why.
I'm just saying, like, you know, that's where human
Trust
beings...
Trust me, they deserve it.
That's where human beings go. I've personally never been to a graveyard.
I think a graveyard can only be a place that no one would visit because they don't even know who's there.
Exactly right. Also, definitely haunted, without a doubt.
That is required. A graveyard is haunted. It starts haunted.
Yeah.
A cemetery, can it ever become a graveyard if no family members exist for the people and visit in a certain amount of years?
Once the ghosts move in, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And the ghosts stay away because people visit.
Right. Exactly right. But if you... graveyards were abandoned.
Yes.
They might have started as a cemetery.
Yeah.
But they become a haunted, abandoned graveyard.
Is it they become abandoned because they're full or just lost into time?
Lost into time.
Once 3 years passes and no family members visit any of the graves, the ghosts feel like they can come out, hang out, haunt it and everything because they love that.
Yeah, and then someone stumbles upon a graveyard. You're not like, hey, you want to go to the graveyard?
Can you? You're
like,
oh, yeah.
Where am I? Oh no!
Would you
I'm
get
in a graveyard?
You were on the way home, and you accidentally.
What about zombies?
Zombies.
They come out of a graveyard.
They come out of a graveyard.
They can't come out of the cemetery.
Correct. No. If they come out of a cemetery, it is instantly a graveyard.
Ooh, that's a loss of value.
That's what. That's
right.
What, Is that the first thing that happens at the 3-year mark? One hand comes up. Yeah. And releases the ghost.
I told you to visit me.
What is the difference between a goblet, a chalice, and a grail?
Okay. One of these is holy.
Okay.
The grail?
The grail.
Which one?
the holy goblet.
Choose wisely.
The chalice.
Oh, it's got to be fancy.
I feel like a chalice holds more.
Does it?
Yeah, you could have cereal out of a chalice.
Really?
You certainly could.
You certainly could in a chalice.
A goblet. Does a goblet have some jewels?
Jewels.
Yeah,
I thought a chalice was. Does a chalice have.
Smooth, wait, gold.
So, goblet. Wait, goblet
cereal.
Of fire, right? There is, yeah, Harry Potter's,
yep,
a goblet of fire. What does it
goblet
look
of
like?
Fire. It's an ornate, decorative, almost looks like a trophy.
Does it have handles?
It does. In that one, it does have handles.
Yeah, it does. The goblet.
Okay.
And they, what do they give away when you win a cup for something?
They give away a cup.
Yeah.
I think it's called a cup.
Yeah, but, okay.
Like a championship cup.
It's not the world chalice.
For soccer?
Yeah.
And they won the world chalice.
It's a cup.
Right. Never mind about the cup then.
I definitely think that a goblet has to have some kind of jewel. If you don't have like
so
a,
what does a
decorative,
chalice have? Because I thought a chalice would have jewels.
I've always thought a chalice had just a bigger opening.
I've never heard of chalice.
What?
When I hear chalice, I'm thinking of some like something you wear. And so I think
maybe those two are pretty synonymous. A chalice and a goblet. Those could just be, you know, it could be like the whole East Coast, West Coast calls the same thing, something different.
Okay.
Well, but we're here to define it.
No, I know.
For the people.
I know, but I...
And I really feel like a goblet is fancier.
If you want wine, what do you want to drink it out of these three? A chalice, a goblet, or a grail?
Well, definitely the grail.
Because of eternal life
and youth.
But we know that grails can be... Like, if it doesn't give you eternal life, it could be very, like... It could just look like a cup.
Yeah, I think there is only one grail. I mean, am I wrong? Are there lots of grails out there?
I don't know.
I think there's just the Holy Grail, and you're grabbing chalices and goblets hoping it's the
just
one.
Just all willy-nilly?
Yeah, but then
there's... So something is... One of them's a grail.
One
it's one of one.
One of all of them, yep.
And the goblets and chalices, they're just competing.
They're competing. Chalices you can eat cereal out of. Goblets are decorative.
This one's important to me. What is the difference between nodding off, drifting off, dozing off, and falling asleep? Well, I mean...
Okay.
We know what falling asleep is.
So nodding off, your head is definitely falling forward.
Mm-hmm. You're in a seated position.
It is a nod movement.
Well, 100%. You have
one singular nod.
Now, can you go? You can go from nodding off to fully asleep, or do you always wake up at the last moment because your head is falling forward?
So you usually will wake up, but you clarified something there. It is always forward. Nodding off is forward. You can't nod off backwards.
That's drifting, right?
Yeah, that's right. You're drifting off if your head falls backwards.
Now, is dozing, are you in a prone position like you were gonna, like you laid on a bed, you didn't plan on sleeping.
Exactly.
And then you start going, uh-oh.
Yeah, your head doesn't move anywhere. Your head stays exactly where it was. You just weren't expecting this.
Yeah, and when people ask if you were asleep, you respond, definitely not.
Of course, no.
I was just dozing.
I've been awake the whole time, is what you say.
Yeah,
and they say, you were snoring for 5 minutes. I said, no, I was awake. I remember every second.
just a little dozing.
Just dozed off.
Why
do we do that? I do this all
the time. You mean like it's a bad thing to have fallen asleep? You're like, never.
I would never do that.
I think because you feel attacked.
You feel attacked.
You're like,
because
what, are you falling asleep? You're like, no. You're like, yes, I was.
It does make sense, though.
Because I'm sleepy.
I got caught.
Because in the middle.
Guilty as charged.
Because you know you're in trouble if you nap in the middle of the day. You can't just say, I'm going to go take a nap. Enjoy the kids, honey.
But I've even had it like watching the late night show. With the wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An acceptable time to fall asleep.
Which, it's pretty normal.
Oh, it ain't acceptable in my house.
The sun is gone. It is, my body would be very happy to go to sleep. I'm making myself stay up, but then I doze off, and then I'm attacked.
Yeah.
For, what were you? You fell asleep.
Read the plot back.
No.
Read the plot back to me. What did she say?
So, This is we use our
trying to normalize.
No, yeah, but
sleep.
Use our platform of of don't attack someone if they fall asleep.
It's hard to follow that because I've been on the other side. You do it? Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, did you fall asleep? You know what I mean? Like,
we were watching that show.
Are you, a baby?
I would never have done that.
Here's what's really crazy, and I don't know how to replicate it. If you could figure it out for a device, but to me, the sweetest sleep ever is the illegal sleep.
Oh,
it's the sleep.
Stolen.
It's when I'm. It is
so sweet.
It's the sleep when I am watching the show, and I go. I decide I'm going to watch it sideways. I'm going to get the pillow.
You'll never catch me.
I'm really into the show. And I have lied so many times. So many times I've been like, she's like, are you still awake? And I'm like, yeah. And the last.
Yeah, totally.
But then the next night.
You want to like work out or something? Like I'm ready to go for a new day.
The next night, we're watching the same show, the next episode.
You don't remember anything.
And I'll be like, how did he get over there? What happened to that guy? And she goes, I thought you were awake. I was like, I know I was, but I just forgot.
I was trying to make sure that you know.
I was awake. I just have a bad memory.
Like, yeah, you remember what happened.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember.
Just go back to the middle of the last episode.
You
again.
Know what? Let's
I loved it so much.
Let's just start that one over.
Sometimes I'll sneak in early and watch a little bit of the last one.
Yeah,
and she'll
of course.
Walk in and I'll go, I'm just refreshing.
So funny. And it's so true. So
you
true.
Do your own previously.
Yeah, I do my own previously.
So previously on. Remind me.
Yeah, I just need a quick 30-minute catch up.
There should be two previouslys. One is the regular one, and one's the did you miss the last half?
And then it just goes to the last half of the previous
it
episode.
Just goes to, did you doze off? Click here.
Doze preview or previously on?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Brooksy, does this happen in your house? Do you guys ever doze off in the middle of a show?
No, we don't shame each other. We just stop it.
Look at us.
They're not tired enough over there without the kids. Dozing's for people with kids, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you can doze off without kids.
No, it's just called a nice nap.
Yeah,
in the middle of the afternoon.
They're not ashamed. They're like, I was tired. I took a nap.
Yeah,
we're trying to act all strong. Like, oh, I'll never be tired.
It's the guilt. I should be parenting, but I'm asleep. Oh, man. Oh, goodness. So there you go. That's like, your answer.
And I would have slept more if you would have just let me go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, but I was awake.
Yeah. I wasn't asleep. I was awake watching the show.
If I could sleep with my eyes open, man, that'd be so cool. Oh, all right. Well, there you go. We're moving on to the draft. You got your answer.
The Spitballers Draft.
I have missed half of every show I've ever watched.
You?
Why
you
do they
have...
never finish these things? Nothing's ever resolved.
No. Look at all the plot holes. They really jumped the shark when they went from those guys being alive to none of them.
I can't believe they didn't end up together. Yeah. You know? They just stayed apart and then...
Oh, man.
Yeah, when's Ben coming back to the show? Ben died.
They need a Cliff Notes for movies. 5 minutes. All right. We are drafting extinct technology, and this is a fun one. I didn't realize how many things would be on my list from days gone by. We talked about it at the top. Things were invented. They changed the world, and then they went away. And... we oftentimes people romanticize the things of old until they go use them again. I had a friend who kind of despised the smartphone world because just notifications technology.
Yeah.
And so he just told me this like last week. He's like, I just can't take the text and everything. And like people shouldn't be able to get a hold of me every second. So he went and he got a flip phone and did the flip phone thing with conviction. And then about 3 or 4 days in, he had to go to a softball game, and the guy was texting the address to everybody, and he had to print out on MapQuest, and he's driving around in the car holding a printout going, this ain't going to work in my life, and went back to a smartphone in a week.
MapQuest still out
there? I think
there?
It's still out there, yeah.
Oh, let me take that off my list then.
All right. I've got
Mike,
the first
you got
pick.
The first pick, yeah.
This one was near and dear to my heart. got to grow up with the previous version of the tech, but when we changed to the compact disc, this was everything. Like the you if you wanted to bring your music collection with you, you had to bring a gigantic binder of CDs, which was now always at risk of being stolen, and then you have no more music.
So the pick is CDs.
I am going to take the compact disc.
That's the – yeah, I always remember the – speaking of businesses that are defunct now, but the visor in your car, you know, the right, sun visor, and you'd hook that CD thing up, and you could slip like 10, 12 CDs. CDs were being stolen left and right across this country.
Yeah.
CDs is a great pick.
It's a great pick. It is perfect from our upbringing where we were past the cassette tapes.
I mean, let's just say, like, I did a lot of cassette tapes when I was younger, and like getting into the CDs where like, wait, I can just go to the next song?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
And this is exactly what I'm doing. You're the music man. I'm a movie man. So for me, it's the exact same thing. These are technically still around.
Sure.
If you're driving in your car, maybe. But DVDs are...
Oh, you didn't even go further back.
I didn't go VHS because...
Don't forget to rewind.
Yeah, because DVDs are the same thing. Yeah. Like it was incredible technology when it came out.
Yes.
So much better looking. You don't have to rewind. It's not going to degrade over time. It'll last forever. Lies. Scratches. But, I mean, it was so incredible. And then, because it's going to last forever, and this technology will never go away, you collect them. You know, you just buy them, and you have bookshelves, literal 8-foot tall, you know, 5 feet wide bookshelves filled.
Yes.
You sort them alphabetically.
There were huge sections of the aforementioned Best Buy that was just dedicated to cabinets.
Yeah, how do I store all of these DVDs?
Yeah, and I loved having a DVD collection.
I was going to say, does that... You know, we talk about everything gets better, but DVDs, you'd go to Blockbuster to browse them, and then you'd store them and you could display them. Mm-hmm. Now everything's digital. Like,
well, and you don't even buy them anymore. Like, you still can. You can buy them so you don't have to rent them again, which is usually just a bad investment. But, you know, it's like now you don't really re-watch movies quite as often because...
There's too much to watch.
Well, yeah, you can watch anything. You don't have to re-watch, but it used to be like, here's what I have.
Yeah,
right.
These 20. Which one do I want to watch?
All right.
Do you know what DVD stands for?
Digital video disc?
That's what I would have guessed.
Digital versatile disc.
Oh.
Which it wasn't all that versatile. It just...
Well, I mean, what's versatile isn't like you can put in, you can just, it doesn't have to be a playable movie. Like you can put a game on it. You can put files on it.
Sure, but
it's versatile.
You can do that with CDs too.
Yes.
All right, so you guys went with CDs, DVDs. You like things that are round.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to go with the technology that kind of, I don't know, it was like the first man on the moon of the internet, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going to go with dial-up modems.
Yeah, for sure.
An iconic sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And when someone's using it,
like a dying pet,
your phone, your phone is used, and you're dialing up, and no one else can use the phone. So
I'm downloading.
You've cut off contact to your home, and I'll forever remember when you signed up, you had to pick the number you'd dial.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And it was
that.
Always like you picked a local number, and I went to pick a number, and I accidentally chose Alabama instead of Arizona, where we live, which meant for the entire month of internet, I was long-distance calling Alabama.
Long-distance calling could also be one of these dead techs.
And the bill was very, very large for my father that month. But I will go with dial-up modems to get the first chance to get on the internet.
Is number two on my list.
And then I'm going to go with something a little bit more super useful. Some of it is just kind of that romanticized view of using it. But I'm going to go with the typewriter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with the typewriter, the bridge between computers and handwritten items, the classic typewriter. We actually are of the age where we grew up with pre-computers.
I
had a typewriter.
Yeah, I owned a typewriter. I was a
little... Did you ever use one?
Never. We were very futuristic.
The best part of a typewriter was that if you messed up, you would go back and you'd slip this little thin piece of white, basically it held white ink, and you'd slip it in there and you'd type the same letter that you messed up. And then it would punch the white onto that exact spot so you could rewrite.
How long did you have to wait before it to dry?
Oh, it wasn't like wet. It was almost like a dry, it was like a dry powder that went onto there. Hmm. But it was the typewriters. Then they look cool. There's a lot of cool looking old typewriters.
They definitely looked cool. There was a bridge, a short-lived bridge that we also had.
Electronic typewriters?
Yeah, the word processor.
Oh, yes.
And it was like a computerized typewriter where you could just go back. But all it did, like it only did one thing, and that was put words
process
on paper.
Process words.
But that thing was, the typewriter is gorgeous. You know what I mean? Looks cool.
Like you could,
the word processor looked like a monster.
Yeah, you could put a typewriter in your house as like a decorative piece right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I know what I'm going to draft here because as soon as you said that you thought it like looked cool and, you know, almost had some nostalgia and feelings and was very practical, I got worried you were going to draft this. I didn't think I'd draft this high, but I want this. I saw one in real life. I saw one in the wild within the last year. I forget where we were. We were somewhere in California, and it was just wild. And they used to be everywhere.
Oh, no, this is my pick.
Payphones.
That was legit my pick.
Yeah, I mean.
It's on my list, too.
Payphones were unfathomably important.
Every corner.
They were
every movie theater
everywhere, and you had to use them because cell phones didn't exist, so you couldn't call someone
without a payphone
when you were out of your house unless you went and put a quarter in a payphone machine and memorized people's phone number.
Or you call collect.
Yeah, I remember.
Which call and collect is very funny. Somebody at that company was like, we have the mother load.
I remember
1-800-COLLECT.
Many collect phone calls because the final quarters were spent at the arcade and I did not plan ahead.
So when you call collect, somebody had to answer and agree to accept the charge.
Yes, that's why you had the commercials of the would you accept a phone call from We Had a Baby It's a Boy?
That's right, I remember.
And then you say
no.
Yeah,
they had a baby. It's a boy. That's a great commercial.
All right,
good pick.
Now the question is, when you were out there, how did you know that you needed to go?
Oh yeah, I thought I was going to draft this one ahead of payphones, but yes.
How did you know you needed to go call a phone number? And it's because you got a special fancy electronic message on your pager.
Yeah.
And what could the pager show you?
Beep beep. Beep
it could beep. Show you phone numbers.
Phone numbers.
Just numbers.
Just numbers. Because sometimes it would say 911.
Yes.
And that's you call me right now.
Yeah. Sometimes it would say, I love you, if you turned it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it would say naughty words that your friends would text you.
Yeah. And I think you were charged per page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had to sign up for a plan.
Like up to 100 pages a month or something?
Yeah, you had to prepay for the certain amount of pages you could get. And if you went over, not good.
Did you both have pagers?
I never had a pager. I had a pager.
My father did. I was so jealous.
In junior high,
We were among the early crowd when it wasn't super...
You tech forward?
Yeah, we were tech forward on pagers, and our entire family got one. So it was mom, dad, sister and brother. And I remember once we were like in a bank or something, and we were all sitting there, and someone got a page, and all four of us just looked down at our waist, and the person was like blown away. They're like, "Whoa, you guys all have pagers?
Wow, wow."
What a dumb thing.
Did you have a cool chain?
All of this stuff. No.
I had a cool chain.
All this stuff is so funny because for us and when we grew up, we kind of grew up in the era right before computers, and then obviously we're totally computer nerds now. But these things were just this tiny sliver of being really important for a short period of time. Like, pagers didn't have a...
Oh, yeah, this is like just a blip in history.
Yeah.
That all we right. remember.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I have pick number 3 here. And, yes, this device, it still exists. It could be like, it's cool, it's so retro, but it used to be... These used to be everywhere. a Polaroid camera.
Ooh.
Because now, of course, your phone is your camera, but back before everybody had one of those and you wanted to get some pictures, like you go to camp, you got someone has to have a Polaroid picture. Or
so you can bring one home.
Or this everything will remain undocumented. Your parents will have no idea. You went there and now you're home. And maybe you called them on a payphone once in a while.
I definitely thought they were so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Watching it develop, shaking it, people would...
Which, I believe you're not actually supposed to do that.
Disagree.
Pretty sure you're supposed to do that. You know, it's funny. So I was hoping my next pick was going to be film cameras.
You
had to... Yeah, that's off the table now. Too similar. But, like, when you had to go develop...
Yes.
You were like, yeah. Oh, I took all these pictures. I hope they're good.
Yeah.
I have no idea yet, but tomorrow I'm going to take the film,
which
I'm going to go to a place, I'm going to drop it off, and then the next day I'll come back and pick it up and see my pictures for the first time.
24-hour, the pharmacies that would develop in 24 hours?
Yep.
The one day photo was like, that business must have been so good to them.
Which, and then now this is, you know, maybe old man, but there is... Like, there is something lost. There's something gained, of course, by being able to see your picture. But, like, when you can see it, and you're just like, nope, we got to do it again. Nope, do it again. Of, like, you got to get the perfect picture. Because you can see it. You have instant feedback. Where, like, my daughter did a camp over the over summer. And my wife found, essentially, it's a digital. But it's like, you remember the disposable cameras? And so it looks like that. But it's all digital, but there's no screen. It's just a camera. So like you can actually like just take a quick picture and it exists in your life and you don't get obsessed with how does the picture actually look right now.
That's interesting. There's my kids have started a new app that where it's basically like you and a group of friends take pictures and it goes into this app, but you can't see them until the roll
is developed,
and so once they're full,
so, yeah,
and where you got taken 30 pictures or whatever it is, then 24 hours later, you get to see what the
that's
pictures
hilarious.
Are.
That's kind of fun.
Because
yeah. Like the delayed gratification does, there's some value to it.
Jason, you're back on the clock.
Ooh, I am? That's great.
How the drafts work.
All right, let's see here. What do I want? So I'm going to go with this one if you'll let me have it. Now these are they're still used. It's kind of like Polaroid cameras. Like Polaroid cameras, we still have one.
That company and the camera still exist.
Yeah, they're still around, but they're not really used.
Right. They've
and
left
that's
their prime.
This machine used to be super important to all business. If you wanted to get information from one place to another, you would use a fax machine.
Of course you can draft that.
I mean, fax machines are the worst.
I'm not even sure you can buy them anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they technically still exist. I find it funny when I see a business and they've got a fax number. I'm like, who's faxing?
I feel like that's got to be like government and league, like law and stuff and no one else.
Yeah, and then you'd...
Schools.
You'd fax a fax. You know, you'd receive a fax, but then from one party and you'd have to send it to someone else. But every time you got one... It was just the worst quality. So if you fax a fax, you hope you can read that final output at the end destination. And those also shared the awful dial-up internet sound.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, because you'd get the calls when you were younger, and it would be, you know, it's a fax machine on the other line trying to send you a fax through,
oh, that's
your,
right.
through
had,
your ear.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that we had fax machines at home.
Wait, you had a fax machine?
Yeah, we did.
What?
You
didn't we did too.
It was like an all-in-one, like 4-in-1 printer,
yep.
Copy.
Printer, oh, fax. Oh, you'd have to set it to fax mode, and then the person could fax you, and you'd get it.
Right. Yeah, I guess we did have that.
I'm going to go with the kind of the most iconic selection that is associated with the aforementioned movie store, which is I will go with the VHS tapes.
Yes.
So I will. I'll jump in
that's
there.
What
Jason
I
took the
Jason
DVDs. I will take the VHS tapes because that is the most like generational. Like you go get the movie, you got to rewind it. You browse the Blockbuster, the video store.
So I just saw a hilarious clip. It's Pete Davidson, you know, former SNL guy, and he was on a talk show and he was talking about that he came up with the idea. he was looking back. He's like, we're at about, you know, 20 or so years from the last VHS tape being made. And he's like, so I just started buying them all up. He started buying up all, like, actual shrink-wrapped, you know, new VHS tapes.
Oh, wow.
And he showed, he's like, my assistant stores it for me, and he showed a picture of this person. Like, there's just this huge stack of what, you know, it's like, oh, this just looks like junk. And the crowd is, of course, just laughing hilariously. He's like, yeah, you laugh now, you laugh now. He's like, VHS tapes now are going for, like the real iconic ones. He's like, thousands of dollars for a tape. And so it was just like, oh my gosh, did you seriously pull this off of just being a little bit ahead? Like, look at the you can't go back in time now, but like Super Mario, if you had an original fully sealed Super Mario, it's worth crazy amounts of money. The same for like Nintendo 64 games. So it was just really funny that he
those had, are crazy
he hatched this scheme, and it's probably going to pay off for him.
All right, my final pick is going to be the Walkman.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
I'm taking the Walkman because I feel like it's like a way of getting cassette tapes at the same time.
Yeah, that's fair.
But the Walkman was it was a generational staple.
It was so much better than the Discman. They tried to upgrade to the CD-ROM Walkman. It was like, oh, we got a 5-second no skip.
Yeah.
You can't possibly jog with this thing.
Man, I remember the no skip.
Oh,
that was a big
lie.
That was a lie.
Yeah, that was like, but then you also were like, let me see if I can make it skip. If it's got the power.
Like, yeah, I did. I made a skip.
I
took a step.
Very easily, actually.
I'm taking the Walkman. The Sony Walkman.
Yeah,
good name, good brand, good marketing.
I am
good
so
product.
Happy that you did that because I knew what my next pick was going to be. And I thought for sure it was going to come back to me. I wasn't sure that you would think of this one. But then Mike literally just talked about
it. Oh, no. Sorry.
Video game cartridges.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, I miss blowing in that, you know, oh, my game's not loading right. Now it'll work. I've got the special.
That's fun.
Everyone had the technique.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fun. Mike, what's your final pick here? Jason, you have DVDs, payphones, fax machine, video game cartridges. I have dial-up modem, typewriter, VHS tapes, and the Walkman. Mike, CDs, pagers, Polaroid camera, and
I'm going with, If you were in elementary school in the late 80s, early 90s, how did the teacher show you all the information? Well, they put it on the overhead projector, baby.
Yeah.
hold on, kids. Stay there because I'm going to take the next 30 minutes writing on this clear piece of paper or plastic. So then you can now copy it. And it was the most inefficient.
The overhead projector.
It was
the evolution from the chalkboard.
Yes.
It mm-hmm. was like, we are tech forward here.
Except I don't know that it was better.
It probably wasn't. I mean, the teacher didn't
have
to write
it as
big. I did
like that they turned the lights off.
Yeah.
And they could write normal. They could write with a normal hand. Like you're writing on a piece
sure.
of paper. Yeah, those were, they had their window there.
But it's like, but if they didn't pre-prepare it, it took forever.
Yeah, they would, yeah, you'd have to write it up there. Did you ever get called up to write an answer on an overhead
projector?
Oh,
yeah.
Felt so cool.
It was so cool.
Because it was awesome tech when
I think
we were young.
Drafted tech from when we were young.
Yeah, but it's all extinct now. All
right, any
I thought
honorary...
for sure you were taking a zip drive because you've talked about your zip drives.
You know what?
Past.
Floppy disks were at the very top of my list, and I just kind of forgot to take it.
Floppies on their the dot matrix printer.
Oh, yeah. Pull those sides off.
Well, it was a good
time.
Oh,
that's a good one. Rotary phones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had house phone.
And I had some software stuff, like non-Google search engines. Like
yeah.
Ask Jeeves and Alta Vista. DOS.
Like, I wanted a shout out to Morse code, by the way.
Hey, Morse code is
that would
still
have been a good
used.
Pick. Yeah.
I think in like military stuff.
I think
yeah,
it's
that's
pretty much only used in movies where they need to send a message.
Is Morse code...
Oh, you know, again, shout
is
out
that
to,
sent through a telegraph? Is that the same thing?
It can be. It can be, but it
telegraph can
be.
Send anything.
No, telegraph has to go through phone wire.
Right, I mean, like, you can send any message, right? Or is it only like a code? Or
no, you can write out send the children to the school. Stop.
Okay, that's a telegraph.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as getting a telegram?
It's telegram. Yeah. Are you telegraph? I don't know.
Telegraph is the machine.
That sends the telegram.
I think so.
I thought a telegram's when someone shows up and sings you happy birthday.
That's a singing toad.
Ah, there it is.
Well, that is going to be it for today's show. Unless you want to share anything you learned really quickly.
Oh.
I learned that dozing off is only for parents.
Oh, that was so funny. All right. We'll catch you on the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.